Welcome to Sonya Podcast. So I'm going to be talking about 14 restaurants in New York City where you can go for Valentine's Day or any special occasion. So we know there's no shortage of stellar restaurants and bars that can inspire spontaneous restaurants or just lust. But for a special occasion like Valentine's Day, engagements, or date night with potential fiance material, now we do recommend that you book a reservation within just the right ambience and food to enjoy while sitting across from your date and overthinking your improbable future wedding together. That's if you're getting married. So let's get right into it. The nine is a touch of glamour, but even though it has deep red color scheme and rich ambience, the nine brings it up a notch thanks to live music covering. So they play funk and jazz, soul and classic rock. It's newly open. It's an open piano bar and super club in Soho. You know, it's inspired by an old school European hotel lobby bars. It sells, like, on the menu, there's smoked salmon with lemon butter. There's also a signature 9-inch club sandwich with bacon jam. There's also custom cocktails, and they also do serve wine and fancy glassware. So that's one place. And for people who actually drink, they have a special type of tequila, passion fruit and yuzu. That's one place. Peasant Wine Bar is another place. It's in the Tribeca area. So this is a wood fire Italian spot. It's popular on Elizabeth Street, known for a rustic food and charm. It's initially ran a piece of pop-up early in the pandemic, and the full menu currently include rotisserie lamb ragu, family style pig roast. It also has a wine bar. It's candlelit space. It also has a barn door that was once a previously wine cellar. So if you're into Italian food, this is a great place. Another place in the Tribeca area is the Tiny Inn Bar upstairs. This was built in 1810 and features a fireplace of some of the original marble, brick, and stone. So it's also an American, Italian, and French influence in dishes like meatballs, roast chicken, pan-seared sea scallops. If you're in the mood for lighter bison drinks, snag one of the five seats at the recently launched Martini and Oyster Bar on the ground floor. For first, seafood, tuna tartare, cocktails like the black truffle martini with black truffle blue cheese stuffed olives. This one is in South Williamsburg. This is called Aldama. So Aldama is a gorgeous view of the Williamsburg Bridge. It's a Mexican restaurant. It's the focus of street food of central Mexico in addition to offering regional specialties. The space is separated into a small section with plenty of intimate seating and features of all over modern approach that are evident from design touches and plateware. Another one is Don Angie. So, Don Angie is also an American Italian place. It was actually built in 2017. So you can have lasagna for two. It's also known for its checkerboard and dark marble tile floors and sleek interior design. It's even 5 years after open. What is on the West Village entry continues to be one of the most popular restaurants in town. Another one is Cajun Tola. Cajun Tola. This one is actually downtown Brooklyn. This is a legendary oyster and chop house. It dates back to 1879. It's brought to you by veterans, a wife and husband duo, you know. Used as evening, he has a reason to get, it's a reason for you to get dressed up night and prepare for some prime people watching of your fellow dining within an intimate dining room, all while eating a menu of seafood platters, steaks, and much more. It has an open tropical theme bar upstairs, Sunken Harbor Club, which contains no windows to the outside world to transport visitors to the ocean floor. That's one place. Last but not least is Hearts. Hearts is in the Bedford-Stuyvesant area. This is a Mediterranean restaurant. If you like clam toast, pizza, braised chicken dye with butter beans, grass-fed lamb burger with marinated anchovies, everything with natural wine and the way, grab some thin seafood like sardines, cod liver, sockeye salmon from the new launch line of products. So that is in Bedford-Stuyvesant. So yes, go check out these places for Valentine, or if you're getting married, or whatever the special occasion with your significant other, your husband, or your fiance. If you like this podcast, please give it a 5-star review on Anchor, Spotify, Speakers, wherever you listen to your podcast at. Please share. Please go to these websites, www.wavilo.com. Use promo code Sonya, www.instacart156. If you'd like to buy me a coffee, buy me a coffee. You can go to my website, http://podchasers.com/wordpresser.com. You can also leave a comment at son.ia9795 Instagram. Sonya Santiago Pinterest, Sonya Santiago YouTube, Sonya Santiago Twitter, Sonya Santiago Facebook. And you can leave a comment at under here. Thank you and much love. And happy Valentine's Day. Enjoy.